Paul, you are the king of Facebook advertising for estate agents and letting agents, and you're a real estate agent as well. In a previous video, you talked about the three best objectives to get you more pound notes in your back pocket. One of them was traffic. Talk to me. And talk to these people.
Okay. With traffic, it's the whole purpose of the objectives to get people to land on a website, so a landing page.
What, like an outside of Facebook? Because I thought Facebook didn't like you leaving.
It doesn't, but that is what the traffic objective is for. You can, you know, to go a little bit more in depth, when you set up your traffic campaign, it will give you an option of if you want to optimize for clicks, landing page views, and obviously for a website blog, you would look at landing page views. You want people to end up on that website.
Okay, so what kind of estate agent blog are we talking about? Are we just talking about a blog which talks all about the estate agents and how wonderful they are, or a different type of blog?
No, it's got to be something that's informative. You want people to end up on the page and stay on the page as long as possible. So a blog which gives value,
okay.
Teaches them something new. The idea of this content is to add value and really get them to know, like, and trust you.
So where do you send them? What's the name of your blog so people can go and have a look at it?
Well, as is a City Cup property blog.
Okay.
So obviously, based on your ideas, which are really good. And everyone, what we've done on our blog, just to give you an idea, is that we will pixel everyone who lands on the blog, but we go right down to each blog itself. And what I mean by that is that we've got landlord blogs, we've got sales blogs, and if we've got say five very strong landlord blogs on the website, we will pixel people who've landed just on those pages.
Very clever.
And if we've got ones which are about selling your property, we will pixel those people, and they're in two different audiences.
So you know damn well that the people who are homeowners will more likely to be gravitating on the salesy type of articles.
Yes.
And those who are more landlords will gravitate toward the landlordy ones.
Yeah.
And you can push out a different message to
exactly.
Those. Very clever.
Yeah.
Didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
I've learned something today.
So Facebook allows you to target web pages and put them into groups. So you could have five web pages all in one group,
yes,
which are all landlord articles. And then you could have another audience, which is vendors. And obviously that's five more pages in a different group.
And is that driving traffic to your blog?
Yes, it is. So, you know, on the traffic objective, you can choose interest, demographics, behaviours, and obviously the key thing is you can choose the radius from your office. So
I think that's important because, let's be honest, 100% of homeowners or sellers actually live in your locality.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, landlords, what are you finding with landlords?
So landlords, we push the radius out. Because we know that landlords don't always live in the area, you know, a lot of them do.
Yeah,
but,
about 50-60% is,
yeah,
the national average.
And then a lot of them are driving distance.
Yes.
So we will push the radius out to probably double what we would do for sales. But again, you know, talking about landlords, the targeting in Facebook is fantastic. You know, you can be really laser targeted and go right down to people who are interested in buy-to-lets, people who own a second property, people who are high investors. You can even go down to people who earn over £75,000 a year, you know. So you can build up a targeting avatar, which is most likely a landlord.
When you say avatar, you're basically telling, you've gone to the traffic button,
yeah,
and then you've kind of said to them, I'm looking for people who live within 5, 6, 7 miles of Sidcup, who are more likely to be a buy-to-let landlord who own £70,000. Is it that deep?
Yeah, you can go that deep, and that's what you would do. And then, as well as putting interests, demographics and behaviours in, you can then exclude people as well. So, for example, if you're going after landlords, you could exclude people who are a private home renter. You could exclude someone who's a first-time buyer. You could exclude people who are earning, you know, low incomes. So the chances are that you're more likely to hit landlords rather than spending and wasting money appearing in front of people who definitely aren't landlords.
And is this a thing that evolves, or have you just plugged this in and went for it, or do you have to keep an eye on it to make sure it's going in the right direction?
when the adverts are running, is that what you're saying?
Well, both when they're running and also over time, do you have to change the way you do the adverts?
Yeah, the adverts, the targeting demographics and behaviours, Facebook puts in new ones all the time. And to be honest, the more advertising you do on Facebook, the more data they supply to you. I've got a couple of targeting options, which are Datalogic and Visa UK, which is data provided by those two companies, which you won't find in a lot of other Facebook accounts. And that really goes into depth. You know, you can hit people who have got more than one property. You can hit older people who have got empty nests. You know, it goes right down to that depth. And this is data. Facebook buys up data. It's not just relying on pixel data and the data within Facebook. It's going out there and buying up data, you know, huge amounts of data.
So would it be fair to say, for layman's terms, for the guys out there, is you, number one, you have to create compelling content because if you just go put a normal sales message, because no one likes to be sold to and no one likes advertising. So number one is create the content which is compelling and engaging, then create a target audience due to demographics and things like that. It then puts that great content in front of the eyeballs of people. There's then a pixel or a cookie on that page, which then puts that person into a different funnel where you can then put specific stuff and bring them through the sales funnel.
Is that
in layman's terms?
Yeah, it is. The great thing is once they've hit that blog or that web page, you can create an audience for 180 days. You know, so you can hit that person for 180 days.
So you don't have to take their email address or
no, just from them visiting your website.
Getting them to the website by creating great content puts that pixel on, and then you can talk to them for 180 days.
Yeah, you can. And the like you said, the key thing is to create the ad copy is half the success. You know, so you've got to get the Facebook set up correctly, but the ad copy and the ad image,
the content,
content is half the success.
Good stuff. Right, well, probably in the next video we can talk about one of the other two ways to of Facebook targeting and objectives. So maybe we can talk about that. Great.